Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know what it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inge. And I told you yesterday, we're talking about somebody from Philly. Originally, I didn't know he was from Philly. Obviously, if you listen to the project, you do know. But RJ Payne, My Life is a Movie Too. Ken, first and foremost, I was thrown off by having DJ Jazzy Jeff featured on here. The way I came across RJ Payne, Ken, and for those that don't know, the majority of these joints I have curated that we're going to do for DE365, not saying that Ken doesn't do it. Ken does a lot for DE365 in the production of this thing. But me, I'm more of the music person, so Ken adds some joints in there, but I'm primarily. And sometimes the way I find these people is through IG. He had a sponsored thing, and it was a freestyle, Ken. I said, oh, well, goddamn. What's the last project you put out? Yep. So no frame of reference outside of a sponsor post that I saw on IG. And I said, this nigga can rap. So we got to, you know what I'm saying? We got to tap in. And Ken, I'm going to start here. I've never been to Philly, but I feel like I've been to Philly now. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to go over there and act like, you know, I know what's what. But I feel like I got an accurate depiction of what Philly is. And I love the fact of how he was able to paint the picture of the city throughout this entire project, Ken. And the thing is, you know, like when I first listened to it, and it's a very sweet spot project for us. Came out September 1st, 2023, 14 songs, 30 minutes. No features for real. And like I said, he got DJ Jazzy Jeff, but he just talking. He's adding context to what this nigga's rapping about. And I remember after listening the first time, I said, wait, hold on. It's just him. And I said, well, goddamn. Ken, he's nice. He's nice. And this project is nice. Does it take you all over the place from a soundscape perspective? No. But I think whoever produced it, and I don't know if DJ Jazzy Jeff produced it.
It was somebody. He kept saying the person's name. God dang it. And I can't. I noticed it this morning when I listened to it again. Okay. But I'll get it.
Bet. But listening to this project from a soundscape perspective, Ken, I was like, man, I really, a lot like I Am God, I feel like he brought to life a lot of the soundscapes on this. Because the pictures that he's painting with his words of, you know, especially when it comes down to West Philly and South Philly, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell, like, West Philly where the chicks is at. You know what I'm saying? South Philly is where it feels like it's the players' playground. He was like, hey, man, you got to come, you know, make sure your whip is clean. Make sure, you know what I'm saying? So I love how he painted the city. And also, you could tell it's gritty. But the project doesn't sound gritty like that. The project sounds like he's really depicting the best aspects of Philly. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So I really like this project overall.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's a really solid project. Archie Payne can definitely rap. He can rap his ass off. I was trying to find the name of that producer. And I feel like you've heard RJ Payne featured on stuff.
Before. Okay.
Yeah. He's been around for a minute. I was trying to find it because I thought he was somebody's brother, but I can't find. I may have him confused with somebody else.
Okay.
This is definitely good. And I like how he used the interludes to kind of set everything up. I thought that was good. And on repeated listen, you can kind of get a feel for where they were trying to take you. I thought this was definitely really good. Let's see. It was kind of felt dark, gloomy. You know, but not in a negative way. It was just like grimy to a certain degree, like blue collarish.
Blue collar.
Yeah.
Not grimy. Like, because when I think of the word grimy, I think, you know, Griselda, I think Alchemist at times. I think
you know, like, I was searching for the word, but
yeah. Because when you said grimy, I said, wait, hold on, I didn't feel grimy, but blue collar is 100% hustler, mm-hmm. like you know, like I get a hustler's ambition from this, yep. especially them horns on Rocky statue. Oh my God,
mm-hmm.
beautiful production.
Yeah, so that's the feeling I got from this one, and but nah, it was good though. Yeah, I thought this was really good. And it felt like the longer it went, the better it got.
100.
Yeah. 100. So, and it's kind of like, not that the interludes were negative, but you receive less interruptions.
Yeah, less interruptions. And it's kind of like, it's like he created this world. Mm-hmm. And the longer you stay in it, the more vivid it becomes.
Yeah.
Because when I first listened to it, I'm like, all right, cool. This is good. But then I started, you know, just paying more attention. And when it played again, I said, oh, man, like this almost feels like a video game. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's the character in it. And you're going through Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to say on South Street, he starts off where like he's basically telling you how his day's going to go. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was just conceptually, I really like it. You know, and look at the name of the project, My Life is a Movie.
Yep.
You know, and he did a really good job of bringing that concept to life. And that's why I said I've never been to Philly, but I feel like I got a feel for Philly now.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, Ken, we could take one of the...
P.A. Dre.
P.A. Dre. Okay. Yep. We could take one of these grading joints off because there's technically no features. Obviously, DJ Jazzy Jeff did his thing in terms of helping narrate, but we're not going to rate that. Thank you, DJ Jazzy Jeff. The production, I'm going to say A-. A-. I wanted to say B+, but I'm going to say A-. It's an A- for me.
I think I'm at a B. I felt like the production is good, but I felt like I wanted a little bit more variety.
Mm-hmm.
Than what I got, and I know P.A. Dre could do that, but at times it felt somewhat samey from beat to beat.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that was when I listened to it. It was just like, I think a B is where I'm at with it.
Okay, the rapping. The rapping, I'm giving B+, A-.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in between there. Because I feel like, could he, based off of the freestyle I saw and versus what I got on the project, it made me realize, oh, this is a real artist.
Mm-hmm.
Because the freestyle was ridiculous, Ken. I couldn't tell you what it was. I said, God, who is this? Last project, boom, we just go at it. I don't give a damn. But then when I listened to this, I said, well, where's that guy? Mm-hmm. Like, because you can't, the bars, he reminded me of 38 Special on that freestyle. And then I'm like, whoa, I got this. I'm like, this is not that, but okay, cool. So to me, the rapping wasn't out of this world, but it wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. Because it wasn't meant to wow you with his lyrical prowess. It was meant to create this world that is Philadelphia from his perspective. So that's why, like, I want to give it an A, but I know the beast that he is lyrically, and I didn't necessarily get that, so that's why I'm stuck in between. So it's B+, A- for me.
Yeah. I'm at a B+. I definitely think that, I mean, RJ Payne, bro, you can rap. Like, you know, it's no sugarcoating that. But what I liked was how descriptive he was, you know, and I liked how from song to song, depending on what the beat is, he definitely switched up his flow, switched up his approach to the record. And I think that, you know, he kind of settled into like what you were saying, like, I'm not here to bar you to death.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to kind of talk about how my life is a movie and take you through this experience of what it is like. And, you know, he probably had to pull back and reserve a little bit just to not overdo it. So, B+ is good for me.
overall, I'm giving it a B plus, solid B plus, like damn near A. But again, it's just because of, like you said, like he had the pullback. like he's creating this world. So I understand it. But this project is really good. Anybody that enjoys hip hop, you've never been to Philly, listen to this. You know what I'm saying? Like it'll definitely paint a picture. Mm. You know, so now I kind of want to go to see if I get the same feeling from the city that I got from the project. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Definitely on my bucket list of places to go, Ken. So I'm definitely going to be in Philly some point in the next near future. I don't have a date or anything like that. But if you're from Philly, hit us up. Let us know if this accurately depicts Philly. Because I'm even more interested to go and see it for myself.
Yeah, yeah. I'm at a B. I wanted a little bit more from the production. I thought the production is good. It's not a knock mm-hmm. on the production. Mm-hmm. And maybe the similar soundscape that was created mm-hmm. was to fit the tone and the mood of like what this album was meant to be in terms of like it being my life as a movie. Mm-hmm. So it wanted to kind of keep you in a certain place. Mm-hmm. So if that was the intent, I definitely think it was accomplished, but I still felt like, you know, it kept me in that place a little too much, mm-hmm. you know, so, but overall, really, really good, solid project. So overall, I'll give it a B.
But that's what's up. Well, like I said, man, look, if you from Philly, any parts of Philly, North Philly, West Philly, this, the Philly, that Philly, hit us up. Let me know. Mention me on Twitter. Hit me up on IG. Let me know. Is this an accurate depiction of Philly?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it is, but obviously I've never been there.
Rocket statue, bro. Rocky yep. statue. It's just like, bro, yeah, very, very vivid.
yep. But look, tomorrow we're going back a little bit in time. Back to 2007. That's where I'm going to leave you. We out. Peace.
Peace.